James Gandy is wearing a t-shirt and flip-flops. His hair is shorter on top and longer in the back. He's tan, looks outdoorsy. Gandy's been running a tree service business for 30 years.
I've just put that on the back burner. I work about one day a week now, and I work around what I have to do with these kids.
These days, Gandy heads an after-school program out of a one-room building behind Abundant Life Christian Fellowship Church on the west side. Today, he's working on fractions with one of the kids.
This is a straight-A student right here.
Oh, nice.
He's getting there. He's got one grade to bring up right now.
The donated center doesn't have much. There's a small kitchenette, a few tables, one computer. Gandy says on a typical day they do homework, read, learn new vocabulary words, and then play outside. He also feeds the kids dinner. Tonight, it's fajitas. Gandy and his wife pay a lot of the center's expenses out of pocket because for the kids, this is free.
So I went out into the community and where I knew these kids was at, we started feeding them over to a summer feeding program. Gang kids, kids who wander the neighborhood after dark.
Anywhere from 12 to 25 kids come every day.
I got directly involved with every teacher. I've had meetings with every teacher for all of my kids at the community center. So the teachers kind of use me instead of the parents. Most of these parents don't have time to be dealing with this.
He says a lot of kids arrive with poor grades. Some are years behind in reading. He keeps copies of all their report cards in a filing cabinet.
Yeah, we definitely keep up with their grades.
That's good.
She got one C. You almost got A B on her, all right?
I'm trying to get an A on the roll.
One elementary schooler went from a semester of C's and D's to all A's. Another girl is working to bring up her C in science. Gandy says he sees potential in these kids that others don't.
When I got fourth graders who never get encouragement because they've been left behind in the first grade, the difference is unbelievable when they start getting past, when they get to second grade level and starting on third grade, and they know they're making monster progress. Now they feel like they're capable of achieving the same kind of stuff the rest of the kids are.
On weekends, Gandy takes the kids on field trips to libraries, camping. They tour the kitchen of an Applebee's to get a taste of the restaurant business. The Abundant Life Center relies on volunteers. This afternoon, 15-year-old Amani Smith-Pierman is helping a younger child with homework. Outside, the Frank H. Peterson sophomore says she grew up in this neighborhood.
I come up here because for volunteer hours, and then also it's fun and good to know that I'm helping a little child out.
She says she knows what can happen if kids don't have people like her around.
Yes, a lot of kids that I've that I went to elementary with now, since we didn't have nothing like this when we was little, a lot of those kids are like fighting in gangs or in jail now.
She says coming up here keeps her on the track to going to college. She wants to be a pastry chef. Gandy says he started off on the wrong track himself, in and out of detention centers, until a mentor came into his life.
Most of society has given up on these kids. We tell them we love them every day. We encourage them to do better than they're doing. We fight through the tears.
He doesn't think the sheriff or mayor or superintendent can fix his neighbor's problems. He says it's up to the community. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.